Hello, this is Ben Curtis with another edition of Notes from Spain. I'm here with my wife,
Marina Díaz.
And just with the last podcast, we're starting off today in Zarauz on the Basque coast. And the plan this evening is to head off to
San Sebastian.
Yeah, San Sebastian is one of my favourite, if not my favourite, towns in the whole of Spain. For me, it's the heart of the Basque country. Incredibly beautiful place. I'll be explaining all of that later on when we get there. But what's the plan for the evening?
Well, the plan is going with Mireia and Steve to eat some pinchos and drink some beers or wines.
Okay. And basically, Steve, if you remember from the last podcast, if you heard it, Steve comes from California, where he lives with his wife, Nerea. And they're over here for a month. They come every year to see her family. Also, very big fans of San Sebastian, so I think it could be a fun evening.
Así, sí, es no. Que a gusto aquí, sí, no nos movemos.
Sí, sí. Tenemos todo lo que nos gustamos.
Podemos tener problemas encontrando
sí. It's 9 o'clock and we are in San Sebastian in a bar drinking wine and eating some pinchos. And these pinchos consist in different tiny bits of food on toast or croquetas or little ham sandwiches and things like that. They are all laid out in the bar and you can go and choose the one you like. So what are you having, Ben?
Wow, mira, right on time. Thank you very much. Foie a la plancha. And what have you had?
I had, I think it was changurro tartaleta. ¿Cómo es tartaleta?
You've had a crab tart.
Okay.
Crudely translated.
And Rea, what did you have?
I had mushrooms with ham.
Steve, what are you going to have?
I haven't made up my mind yet. I don't know. Maybe we'll try some goulash tonight. Ben hasn't had goulash yet.
You have to explain what goulash is.
What is it?
It's kind of an eel.
It's a tiny eel. Basically, it looks like a...
The goulash are the fake ones. The good ones are the angulas.
Right,
angulas.
Right, right.
Yeah, they are fake.
Goulash are the ones that are fake.
So yeah.
They're good too, but they taste different.
It's the fake version of the eels, which look like more like worms.
I've never had angulas. They're really good.
I never wanted to have angulas because of the look.
Sorry.
And when I tried them, oh my god, they're amazing. But they're really expensive. And I've tried them once.
Which is the real one? Angula.
Angula.
And I think they basically crossed the ocean or something, don't they? It's some amazing story. In that book, they were talking about the Basque history of the world. And they catch them, they swim back from... Okay, I ought to look at my facts before I actually talk about this. But anyway, they're such a speciality because they're so hard to find.
Right.
But I think it wasn't a local guy from around here who invented the goulash, which is basically a processed version.
With fish. Yeah,
made into the same shape as the eels. And it's got two little eyes painted on the front.
But the taste is completely different. I mean, from what I remember, the taste was different. I mean, the taste of the angula is richer.
Yeah, it's like the crab. In a way, it's like the crab sticks. I don't know what you call them in
English. Yeah, it's the fake crab.
The fake crab.
You know, the ones that we buy for...
Like crab sticks.
Yeah.
So, if at lunchtime today we were in one of the bastions of Basque gastronomy, which is the Gastronomic Society, then this is the other one. The Pinchos of San Sebastian is, apart from the Gastronomic Society, this is a dinner that gets eating in Spain.
What are pinchos? Pinchos are kind of like tapas.
Little appetizers, snacks.
But when you
they're like usually they put a piece of bread and they put something on top. Anchovies.
But when you come to the Basque country and you come to a bar to have pinchos, I mean, there in some cases there could be like 30-40 plates of pinchos on the bar, and you just go and choose whatever you want.
And then you tell the waiter where you've had.
When you finish, you go and tell the waiter.
And usually, I mean, a lot of people, I'm sure they come and they think, well, I'm going to have like 10 and then I'll just tell them that I have 5.
Right.
They know. Even if there's a lot of people in the bar, they know.
Yeah.
They watch you.
Ben was very surprised the first time he saw that, because he thought an English person comes here and he will eat lots and pay zero.
But usually people, they tell you the truth. I mean, they go there and I had 3 of these, 2 of these.
Yeah.
I guess they're used to it.
It's the honor system.
Right.
Yeah. Then it works.
That's like in the Sociedad.
It's more or less the same idea. Yeah.
I mean,
you are free to eat what you want, but then you have to
pay later.
It's quite a big bar. Within a square yard of where I'm standing, we've got... Have we described all this already?
I have.
Lots of different
pictures. Maybe we need to move to another corner now.
If we go to a different corner, we'll have 10 different kinds of pictures to eat. But look behind on the wall, and hanging down from a beam in the middle of the room is a very typical sight. About 40 legs of ham, complete with a trotter, hanging up by the trotter on top. With what I love is the little upside down kind of Vietnamese plastic hat shape to catch all the dripping fat out of the leg of ham so it doesn't fall on the people sitting underneath having their supper.
That's one of the most beautiful things in all of Spain.
I love it.
The hanging ham.
God, it's so nice. A good ham you just can't beat. We went once to Cabugo, you know.
Yeah, I went there too.
And you just, you know, where the real,
Huelva,
where some of the best ham comes from. And you just drive into this town. The window's open and it's like, the smell is overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to Portugal in the way back.
So we've come into a much quieter bar now, the Bar Tamborim. And you can tell this is a good bar. This is what I've heard. Because there's loads of rubbish on the floor. Either that or they're lazy barmen.
These are ours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of napkins and toothpicks strewn all over the floor.
And we've ordered 3 croquetas. And what are you eating?
It's... piquillo pepper, which is a small red pepper, but white, and it's stuffed with cod, and then it's fried with
butter,
yeah. And it's really delicious. There's a pincho here, which is made of hake, but it's not the meat in the hake, it's the part, a long part that goes around the side of the fish, along the side of the fish, which contains the eggs for reproduction.
So and what do you eat, the eggs?
It's called huevas in Spanish.
Do you eat the eggs or the,
no,
the egg sac?
It's the egg sac, but it's
with
like
eggs
meat.
In it?
It's like meat, really.
Has it got eggs in it?
No, you don't see that. It's very nutritive.
Qué asco. Tapas in Madrid compared to this are just cutre, basically just rubbish. You know, you get, the typical is with your first drink, you get the plate of patatas alioli with the creamy garlic sauce that's been sitting on the counter for 4 days, and you're just thinking, salmonella.
Right.
tell me about the tapas in Granada.
I remember when I went, I was living in Madrid and I was sharing the apartment with a girl from Jaén. She took me to Granada, and I guess her boyfriend studied in Granada. And they took me to a bunch of bars, and you would order a caña, and they would just serve you a plate full of stuff. I mean, like you said, potatoes without aioli, but then a bunch of little tapas. And you could have lunch there. I mean,
without ordering.
Get drunk and eat.
Without ordering
any food.
Food, right.
Yeah, you would pay the caña, which was like nothing. I mean, really cheap. The only bad thing about San Sebastian is that the pinchos get really expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to the rest of Spain.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
But they're worth it because it's amazing quality food. But I mean, I remember in Granada, by the time you get to your fourth beer, you're just thinking, just don't give me any more food. I'm so full up. And actually, we went once to a little town by the sea just below Granada called, begins with A, Almuñeca maybe.
Almuñeca.
And there, with every drink, you just got... What do you call those tiny baby squids which are fried?
Chopitos.
So you'd order 4 drinks and you get a plate full of chopitos and the next one of tiny little gambas and the next, you know, it was actually properly good seafood.
Complimentary.
Yeah. I mean, well, how do these bars make any money?
Right.
You know, crazy. And in Madrid, it's quite rare. You don't always get a tapa.
No, you're getting rare. It's quite rare. You find some good bars, like the one we were in the other day, next to the house, the new one we found, where you order a drink and they give you a couple of little pinchos. Maybe smaller than these ones, but good quality. And the drinks were cheap as well, but then you find one like that and then they don't give tapas. Yeah.
Or just rubbish tapas.
Or just olives, maybe. Yeah. They sometimes bring the olives, which are very
that's
nice.
That's the equivalent of a tapa insult. You get plated green olives. It's like, oh,
yeah, they do thanks. Sometimes, yeah.
The other tapa insult is the day before yesterday's patatas bravas,
oh, yeah.
Stuck in the microwave, and it's like eating leather. But anyway, in San Sebastian, the best pinchos, well, no, in the Basque country, the best pinchos in Spain. So yeah, we're in the Plaza de la Constitución, se llama, no? And Nerea was just saying that they have fiestas here when the students are selling chistora, the kind of very, very thin chorizo sausage, to make a bit of money. And this is one of my favourite plazas in Spain because it's very small, but it's very ornate. You've got the arches and then three stories above the arches all the way around, forming a square. And at the far end, is that the town hall?
No, that's not the town.
Well, okay, quite a grand building with a clock making up the fourth side at one end of the plaza. And all of the flats all the way around, I've got a number painted above the windows. And that was, as you were saying before, is where people used to, you bought a ticket to see the bullfights in here. But, I mean, this just does not look like a bull ring. You can't imagine people bullfighting in here. You know, it's hard stone floor, normally bull rings are round, everyone's on kind of quite low, much lower down. And anyway, Steve, what were you going to tell me earlier about
the
plaza?
No, I was going to say one of the infamous things about the plaza is that lately, is on the weekends, you'll see it lined with teenagers that fill these bottles, these Coke bottles with wine, and they're here getting drunk and crazy on the weekends.
Doing that's the, in the botellón.
The botellón, the botellón. Okay, well, that's one of the things that never fails to surprise me is they're probably drinking Calimocho, which is red wine and Coca-Cola.
Right.
Now, who the hell would have thought of mixing red wine
that's why
with
I hate
Coca-Cola?
Wine.
Yeah,
that's why I hate wine.
You're an ex-Calimocho kid.
Ben, Calimocho is what every young person.
No, I mean, on one hand, I understand it because you're getting drunk and kind of you've got the caffeine at the same time.
It's like a speedball.
Yeah. It's like, have you ever had the carajillo?
Mm-hmm.
Carajillo is...
We're going to have one tonight.
Yeah, come on. It's a café solo, espresso coffee with brandy.
Ah.
And your body doesn't know if it's waking up or getting drunk or what's going on. But the effect, if you're feeling a bit tired and you still know that you've got to go out for another 4 hours, you have a good calimocho. Calimocho, hey. Carajillo,
I forgot.
And yes, it's got some it's like a drug-like effect. Really? You kind of, hey, come on, another 4 hours.
I wouldn't have one. I think I would have a nervous breakdown if I drink coffee and it's
but
too
often,
strong.
I've got a friend who always demands it quemado, where they burn the brandy first.
So
which
he
thinks makes it better, but
it's less alcoholic,
isn't it? Yeah. Behind the plaza in one corner. How do you say that?
Urgul.
The Monte de Urgul. It's kind of the mountain that separates the two big beaches in San Sebastian.
Yeah.
Is it? And right on the top is a 6-meter statue of Jesus, lit up very brightly with his finger. He's wagging his finger over San Sebastian, saying, you're a bunch of malos.
Eating your pinchos.
Pasta de pinchos y vino.
Go to
work. Yeah. Should be in the cathedral.
I don't think they're paying any attention to him, basically.
Oh, Lila is the one.
How do you say I like San Sebastian in Basque?
Donosti, San Sebastian in Basque is Donosti.
Yeah.
Donosti gustatzen zait. That sounds like German.
Yeah. Say it again.
Donosti gustatzen zait.
Donosti gustatzen zait. Mm-hmm. More or less. Oh, I've learnt some bass. Well, we've left the last bar, which was so nice that I couldn't even bring myself to record anything because I was too busy drinking vino del año and eating delicious tapas of, what did we have?
Pinchos.
Crema de Roquefort. Roquefort cream on bread with walnuts. Amazing.
Pastel de verduras.
Pastel de verduras, yeah.
Ensalada de verduras, right?
What did you have?
No, it was... how do you say puerro?
Puerros, leeks.
Leeks with ham.
Leeks with ham.
Very delicious.
Wonderful atmosphere. I took a photo, so go and have a look. Boatsfromspain.com. Have a look at the photos. And it's very late, and we've had quite an unbelievable day, starting off with the Gastronomic Society, finishing with the Pinchos in San Sebastian. It doesn't get much better than that. And now we're heading back. We've been in the old town. The old town of San Sebastian is it's a labyrinth. Every other doorway is a bar. And it's just one of the best places in Spain, isn't it, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, here I am, Ben Curtis, and the wife, Marina Diaz. Pretty tired after a hard day of Basque hospitality, saying goodbye from San Sebastian.
Goodbye.